Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range, or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children, not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age, not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in-deal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment, not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Well, we did see some light trade yesterday here in our part of the country, mainly $2 higher than last week. Buyers seem more willing to open the checkbook in the attempt to procure needed cattle supply. Futures were higher in reaction to higher bids, with October futures finally able to close above $100, where it's not been since August 26th. Asking prices are set about $103 in the South. More business expected to be done today, later today, with the higher futures prices providing some confidence for sellers to expect higher cash. December live cattle futures closed at their highest level since August 12th. Now, over on the hogs, they closed in positive territory yesterday, which may indicate follow-through buying today. The October-December spread continued to unwind somewhat yesterday. Futures contracts seem to be consolidating. Cutout prices continue to struggle, as well as heavy supplies are keeping a lid on the market. China is planning to auction 10,000 metric tons of frozen pork they have in reserves in order to control pork prices. On the grains, wheat contracts are mixed to lower, with Chicago and Kansas City posting small losses this morning, while Minneapolis wheat clings to small gains. Wheat markets have enjoyed a stair-step approach to higher prices as of late, with each session seemingly featuring a different close in the session before, but a small uptrend does remain in place. Easier corn prices overnight as short-term trends have slipped lower this week, although technicians continue to point out the potential inverted head and shoulders reversal pattern to work. Should the pattern play out in textbook fashion, it could meet upside to the 398 area basis December futures. Unfortunately, the H&S reversal pattern would be nowhere near as impressive as the confirmed H&S pattern from back in June and July, which sent futures tumbling some 70 cents. The soybeans are weaker, looking to post a three-day losing streak for the first time since the end of July. Forecasts continue to turn up the late season heat in October, a welcome development for all Midwest producers. We're going to check all the futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
October live cattle up 102 yesterday, $100.37. December up 85 cents, 106.15. October feeder cattle up 110, 138.40. November up 125, 136.30. And the October hogs up 82 cents, 62.92. Kansas City wheat, December up 7.5, 409.75. March up 7.25, 423.75. Chicago wheat, December up 5.25 yesterday, 489.5. March up 5 cents, 495.75. December corn up 3.25, 371.25. November was up 2.5, 382.5. November soybeans down 5 cents yesterday, 888.75. January down 5 cents, 902.25. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.